NCAA basketball season is finally back. Alex Kuhn and Kyle Mann from KGYM, they both look dedicated. You guys wear your gym jerseys.
David, actually, you're going to believe this, but finally, this is the first time all season where I am excited to sit down and watch college basketball.
I'm going to agree with you on that one.
It's been a miserable season, but the weather is very slowly starting to turn, and we're going to get some meaningful basketball, finally.
Yeah. And actually, that's not true. I had a really good hot dog at an Iowa game a couple weeks ago.
Ooh, now that's...
Can you remember who they were playing?
No. Okay. Not from the game.
My
no
point
joy
is
from
made.
The game.
It wasn't about the game, okay? It
Just
was more the dog.
The ketchup on it? Perfect ratio. So we got a couple teams playing today. We have a couple teams playing tomorrow. NCAA women's is getting going today, and well, the brackets came out at least. It's been a good day.
You know what? I kind of digress a little bit, and I'll correct what I said. Congratulations to the Iowa women's
yeah.
basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
They get a matchup with Creighton as a sixth seed, and they'll have to, if they win that, they'll probably have to play UCLA, who is hosting that region. But yeah, congratulations to Iowa and Lisa Bluter on an outstanding season, and hopefully it continues.
Yeah.
Not to look too far ahead or nothing, but I would think that Iowa would expect to get past Creighton, and then UCLA is athletic, but they're not one of those. They're not really one of those teams who are just going to blow Iowa.
They're
away.
Not UConn.
Yeah, they're not UConn. Iowa's going to have a chance to at least get out of that region, I think.
God, that UConn team though, it's just nuts.
It is. 186-2 over the last 5 years.
It's
pretty good.
Ridiculous.
It's pretty good.
My question to you guys earlier before we started the show was, I don't know if any of these teams that are the 16 seeds winning, I don't think it really makes a difference on beating the number one seed, but there's a couple other games going on with some teams that are unyet determined going against, what are they, six seeds?
Yes. So two 11-seed play-in games. And
yeah.
I think that both of them will have a chance to make some noise. We've seen this game in the past really morph into something that mattered down the line. You think about VCU a few years back when they made the Final Four. They were the last team in the tournament as that 11 seed. They win in Dayton, and they go all the way to the Final
mm-hmm.
Four. We saw Wichita State a couple years ago as an 11 seed get into the second week and get into the Sweet 16. So These games always turn into something because the sixth seed is a good team, usually,
yeah,
but not a great team. And they're going up against an 11 seed from a Power 5 conference, usually, that really underachieved during the season but might have the ability to flip the switch and turn it on here in March.
Yeah.
You kind of laid it out perfect there. St. Bonaventure and UCLA played last night, and when those brackets were released, I saw a lot of people saying it didn't matter which of those teams came out of that play-in game. They were going to go on to beat Florida because, like you said, it's a Power 5 team in Florida, but they kind of were underwhelming all year. And then you look ahead to tonight, we got Arizona State and Syracuse. Winner of that game is going to go on to play TCU, who had a good year in the Big 12, but, again, like you said, they just don't wow me. I think there's a good chance that, especially if it's Arizona State, I think there's a good chance they go on to win their first-round game.
And I'm remiss for not mentioning Syracuse, because Syracuse 2 years ago made it all the way to the Final Four when nobody thought they should have made it into the NCAA tournament. Huh, that sounds familiar.
It does sound familiar.
Nobody thought they should have made it in this year. And where are they? They're in Dayton as the number 11 seed.
They absolutely are. It's going to be fun. Guys, thank you so much for being here. Alex, before we go.
Okay.
I didn't get this from you yesterday. Who do you think is going to win the whole thing?
I can't bet against Villanova
okay.
right now.
All right.
I think that they're tough. They play good defense, and they're one of the best offensive teams in the country. But I really haven't kind of solidly locked in on anybody. So we'll find out at about 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
On that note, thank you guys so much. You can hear them both on 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM in Cedar Rapids between 4 and 7.